Staying alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Rita Steele.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're good, actually. And you?
Pretty bloody good, actually. Oh, you were asking here. I see. Yeah, fair.
Yeah, you know, I'm good. I feel like it's that time of year, though, when everyone starts, like, Kiwis start becoming more English than they normally are. Like, everyone gets a bit more, like, down because it's the winter's coming and
crummy weather.
Hibernate and, you know. So, I mean, I'm fine, but lots of people aren't. So ask your friends.
Okay, yes.
Not sure what you're supposed to do about when you do ask your friends and they say they're not very good, because that's something I've struggled with.
I think you show up with chocolate and maybe just, just kind of be a little bit annoying, but in, like, the friendly way.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Text them lots.
Even just asking is good. I mean, imagine if three or four people ask, sooner or later you're gonna crack the nut, you know what I mean?
And it's good to just be able to say, like, be honest with your friends and say, well, actually not so good.
Yeah, you know, and also
you don't have to always say good.
The more you ask, the more you're gonna learn and the easier it's gonna get, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah, good point. There you go, there's a nice PSA.
Fucking A, man.
Now, Rita, we're talking community engagement with the council.
Yeah, well, sort of. So one of the things that I get asked quite a bit is...
As Rita Steele, sustaining alive, Rita Steele?
is with my little environmental hat on, is, you know, what can I do? And we've talked lots about, you know... You can use less plastic and you can consume less and you can blah, 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 blah. And all of that stuff is so vital. But people sort of go, yeah, but what can I actually do? Mm. And one of the things that I'm involved in and I see in desperate need of is really good quality people at the grassroots kind of local. And I hate the word politics because it isn't really politics, but it is in the realm of politics. And that is being involved in your local resident and ratepayers association.
Are you saying that you don't need to be a politician to get into politics?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, you don't even really need to be involved in politics to get into sort of space. You just need to care about the environment. And because some people won't know, the Local Resident and Ratepayers Association is an association that's usually full of old white men, I'm going to be completely honest, who apparently represent your local residents, but they're quite often landowners that have been there for a long time, and that's totally fine and they need representing, but because there's a lack of, younger people coming through, resident ratepayers, unfortunately, it just means that we're really underrepresented, and especially in the space of the environment, and especially in the urban area.
Do we need to have an apprenticeship or something for people?
You don't even need to. You can literally just rock up and say...
No, but to get the young blood in there, you know?
Oh, to get the young blood. Yeah, no, but you literally don't need to. So I went up to him. I'll give my little story as a bit of a, metaphor for how, story for how this can happen, but I went along to my local AGM. It was probably the most boring thing I'd ever been to in my life. There was a lot of does anyone second this? And I was like,
fuck yeah.
slow going, man, And I put my hand up and I asked what was happening for the environment. And they said, would you like to do something? And I said, sure. And they said, okay. And Rita's now the, who nominates Rita for the environmental portfolio? And next thing, that's what I'm holding the environmental portfolio.
Sweet.
So it's literally that easy. And in most areas, there's one down the road that I went and they asked me to come and talk about the environmental work I'm doing in the suburb over. And they said, we're struggling to get volunteers. And, I said, would you like some help? Yeah, absolutely. So I'm now doing two resident ratepayers. That's how desperate these people are for people that care. So all you have to have is a hat that you care. And it's not just environment, by the way. You can be interested in, the speed limit in your area or, cats or something like that. I mean, just a passion project and you can go along and raise your hand and very easily... be the person that is responsible for that.
Rita, can I just ask a quick question? This is a bit off topic.
I already feel like this is going to be not helpful.
If we were going to get rid of all cats in New Zealand, would we be overrun with rats and mice?
So the research I've seen in New Zealand...
I've got a first-hand thing here. I saw two dead mice today and they were both at the hands of, or the paws of a couple of cats that I know of. And I was like, maybe
Especially mice stay out of areas that cats are in. They don't like the smell of them. And the research that I've seen, the actual studies I have seen in New Zealand based on getting rid of cats completely in areas, they have seen a boom in rats. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have some guidelines around best practice as a cat owner, and also best practice as a landowner and capturing rats, trapping rats, and also, you know, how to make sure that your property is not attracting rats or you know, providing resources so rats can...
Right. Just on that, though, do you have the statistics on how many rats it takes to beat a cat?
No, I don't. Okay, I don't. But if it's like Splinter, one.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, back to back to serious conversation, Rita.
So yes, I went along. I said, next thing you just show up and
you become the boss of everything, basically.
Well, no. There's a president, and they, you know, usually talk about, I don't know, old white man stuff. so there's still that goes on, and quite honestly, I go along every year with a plan. You know, does everyone vote in favour of this plan? They're like, do whatever you want, man. Like,
God, they kind of, are you getting vibes like, oh man, this chick kind of thing?
No, people come, like, it's really awesome. Like, great. so many people come and ask for advice, and
so
you know,
these old
and
white
I,
men are actually kind of nice, is that?
No, just the community in general. They're great. They think it's great to have somebody with you know, lots of passion and you know, energy, I guess.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And that's what they're desperate for. They're really looking for people that can take over because they understand that they're not going to be there forever and they really genuinely care about the area.
Yeah, I guess
so,
that's exactly
what
it's all about, right? I mean, everybody's thinking about the next gen in that sense when you're talking about your community and your area and whatnot.
Totally. And then you can do things like, so for example, in my area, you know, I've gone, I put out a little survey monkey to the Facebook community and I said, you know, what are you guys looking for? And rats was a big problem and some feral cats was a big problem. And, you know, and I got a bit of feedback. Wasps was another big problem. And so then I went, cool, how do we deal with this? And so, you know, I applied for the council and the regional parks and the central government have all, plus a whole lot of private companies have got funds for environmental causes. So then I applied for some money to create a trap library. So put forward, should we make a trap library? Everyone's like, yeah, cool. So now we've got a set of almost 100 traps and people message me and say, hey, we've got some rats, can I borrow some traps? And just like the library, they can come and borrow them, and if they're catching the rats, they can keep the traps as long as they're catching rats. So, you know, it's just,
and then the other one
that we're looking at, because we've had a lot of feedback about wasps in our area, is next year we're going to do, because you have to do wasps kind of towards the end of summer. We've just gone a little bit late for this now, but next year we're going to do a wasp weekend where we get 8 people trained up in vet specs, which is a special type of bait that that the worker wasps take back to the queen and then kills all of the whole colony, basically. So, but you have to be trained in that because it's kind of a you know, special poison. So we're training people up, and then we're going to do a wasp weekend where we go around and just blitz a whole lot of houses that have signed up for it. So, I mean, and my point being that this is stuff that you can do in your local community. So when people say, you know, what can I do? I'm like, you can be that person. Like, no one else is going to do it unless you do it,
It's also, can I just say, if you've got the time, you should be using it wisely like that. You know, if you can afford to take this time, and a lot of people can't, you know, like life is just flying by and everyone's got heaps of crud on their mind and stuff to do. But if you are like twiddling around going, oh, you know, this and that, just go and do something about it if you've got the time, because time is money.
Yeah,
and that,
totally.
That is your currency in a sense. If you've got that time, you do have the money in this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And even if you kind of feel like, you know, you don't have that much time, but you still want to do something, it's worth reaching out to these places like your local R&R and saying, hey, look, I'm really interested in the environment. Is there something that I can do? I've got an hour a month that I can give.
Yeah, it's also cool to go to the meetings like you did and just get a feel for how it even works. And then
totally.
When you're complaining, you can kind of focus that towards something, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I mean, the idea behind local governance is that your resident and ratepayers are voices for the local area, the local residents. They feed into the local board. The local board feeds into the local councillors. The councillors feed into the council.
Yeah, and that whole system is assuming that everybody's having their voice, no matter what.
Absolutely.
They're not checking to see if Darren said something or not. You need to say something.
You absolutely do. Unfortunately, the way the
No offence, Darren.
Unfortunately, the way the Super City is currently, the local board is actually just there to pretend that the council's listening. Mm. Unfortunately, they have zero power and they're just a buffer for people's complaints, including the R&R. Like, our local board turn up and they talk to us and they're like, oh my God, our hands are tied. Like, we're so sorry, you know?
Right.
So there is at the moment, but the only way to change that is by having a whole lot of us rattling at that local level. Like, if we're all going, this isn't good enough, and asking questions, like, what are you guys doing? The reason they've been able to get away with blue murder and overcharging at Auckland Transport and putting in dumb ideas at Auckland Transport and water care is because no one is hassling them.
Mm.
No one's standing there constantly being like, what are you doing? Why? Because no one's got the time, frankly. But even if you can give, a little bit of your time, even if you set a goal where it's like, this year I'm going to try and, donate 3 hours of my time. That's once every, couple of months I'm going to do an hour. And reach out to your local resident ratepayers association. Reach out to your local board and say, hey, look, I'm really interested in the environment, or I'm really interested in the cat. What can I do? I've got an hour.
Rita, just quickly.
Yeah. How dare you talk about the cats?
I know.
He wants to talk about cats.
You need more than an hour to deal with the cat.
There we go. We're about to talk about cats
I just want to go back to the compost and the local rat population.
Yes.
Do you suggest, if I suspect that I have a rat in my compost bin, that I should
put a
rat trap inside the compost?
There's three things you can do. One, make sure that your compost is actually fully sealed.
No, I don't think it is.
What's the problem with a rat in the compost, by the way? Seems like
because you're
getting a sweet feed.
So?
Yeah.
You're growing stronger.
And rats can make a lot of babies.
What's the biggest rat you've ever seen?
Man, there was a pretty big one on my back lawn a few months ago.
I saw one in New York.
Thanks to a cat, obviously.
The ones in New York are huge. But overseas, they've actually got they're getting stuff like contraceptive for them, which is quite interesting.
What the total... why don't they just feed them whatever they feed pandas? Seems to work. You need to name that rat like Oscar or something.
Don't name the rat. You can get, I would totally
make the kill so much more sweeter.
The other thing to watch is it sounds like you might not be putting the right things in your compost.
Can everyone please name the rat in John's compost bin? 5395. John lives on a Saltier Street, if that helps.
No, you can't say my address. I live on Saltier Street in Avondale.
They come up from the water as well, so it's not all your fault, they've got a lot of food somehow in the water.
Somebody's just tuned in asking who we're talking to. We're talking to Rita Steele for Sustaining Alive. We're talking about getting involved in your local sort of council situation. If you wanted to have a word, everyone's wondering about what they can do. It does feel hopeless at times, but there is actually a sort of a way in, is what Rita's saying, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. You can actually start getting your hands dirty, taking over some of the responsibilities and initiatives in your area for environmental causes, and just start doing it. If there's cleanup, you can set up cleanups that need to happen. No one else is going to do it, unless you are. So
are there any like Anzac cookies or beers at the meeting? Or could I,
if I brought
some beers along, would everyone be like, oh, this guy's a bit crazy?
Yeah, totally. I go up. I take my own beers, but there is they don't put on beers.
What?
They don't put on beers unless there's like an AGM or something.
Okay.
But for them, I take up a beer. They will probably look at me like, what's this young girl doing? But whatever.
Whatever she wants.
Whatever, man. I need a beer to help that meeting go a little bit smoother. Lots of them are by Zoom as well these days.
Rocking up like it's a Greek monastery. Like, oh my God, there's a woman here.
And you don't need to attend every meeting either. Like, it's not that much of a commitment. It's just
if you bring the beers, they're going to be like, hey, you went here last week and it was a bit.
It was a bit dry.
Mint. So what's the one that you've been going to?
So I am in the Waitakere area, so I've been doing two, which is the Wairarua and Oratia. I'm doing Oratia next week, so You know, and I think that there's, you know, if you're in a suburb, you're probably very likely to be on the border of two. So, you know, if you are doing...
You're in quite a heavy area. Like, there's a lot to worry about up and around there. So, makes sense.
Yeah, well, from an environmental point of view, definitely, you know, it is easier. But that's, like, you know, to pick environmental causes up here. But there is certainly a lot in the urban areas to worry about environmentally too, especially things like, you know, tree planting. You know, like I'd love to see in the suburbs some sort of, like, advocacy program where... you know, somebody in the local area is known for being a go-to for what should I plant here, you know, because I know lots of people that move into, they're like, what should I plant? And I walk around to their house and I'm like, oh, so you planted a Pohutukawa right by your house. Interesting, you know.
Kind of
everyone knows that's not a good idea now.
Point you towards, you know, San Francisco. Have a look at those footpaths.
Isn't it? Do you know about that? I went to San Francisco and I was like, why are there so many Pohutukawas here?
It was a guy that, like a minister, wasn't a foreign affairs minister, took them over there or something.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome to see.
Yeah, it's buzzy, yes, but they're ruining all the footpaths over there. Everyone hates them, so crack up. Hey, we've had a fantastic text in here, Rita. It says, we had a rat in our compost for ages and we named him David Rattenborough.
I had one for a long time and I named him and gave him a backstory as well because he was saving up for an apartment because it made me feel better every time I went out there. But we ended up trapping him because...
Did you name your rat as well? What was his name?
No, there was a family. I named the family the Frankensteins.
This is fucking mint. Apparently, yeah. Fergus feels like a good name for a cheeky compost rat. John Jr., the rat. Someone's come in here. That's getting a little bit close to home, I think. Is there already a junior?
But, John, I do have some rat traps if you would like to borrow them for your mate.
Excellent. I feel like it's kind of that rat from Four Off Flats, you know, the one that sings the gangrene song.
Big and mean, eh?
Yeah, and just beats up dogs.
Now, Rita, we should probably wrap up here. The key takeaway from this chat is get involved with your local community, especially at the political level. It's easy to do, and it's a great way to see the inner workings of politics and have a voice in the local community.
That is exactly right, John.
Mm-hmm. But also...
get involved. No one else is going to.
Rat on your neighbour.
Thank you, Rita. Always fantastic to chat. And thank you for humouring us with the rat situation. We appreciate that.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM. Rat.